Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Harriet Kemsley.
And me, Sunil Patel.
And we have a guest. She's been here before, and we love her so much. She's back again. It's Heidi Regan!
Yay! I got worried that I'm wearing the same thing I wore the last time, and I told my mum and dad that on the walk here. And Dad said, well, I might be the only person that's downloaded the last time you're on, so I can check for you.
Excuse me, he's ripped it off YouTube.
I think so.
Is it the same outfit?
Elliot,
we'll find out.
Oh, I don't know, but I'm guessing it would be because I haven't bought any clothes.
You have another red stripy top, don't you?
Don't think I do. And this is my favourite top.
Heidi Regan famously gets no pleasure from seeing colours. She only sees white noise.
We need to clear something up. Sunil's been spreading really cruel rumours about
you. It's not a rumour, it's true. Heidi actually does not get pleasure from eating food, nice food.
I really
like
food.
She just tastes white noise.
I once said that I don't like cooking so much that I would rather have a pill as food if that other option was to cook for 2 hours.
She famously said that.
And now Harriet said to me, well, apparently you get no pleasure from food and you only eat for fuel.
Yeah, it's like my friend Peter Jarman, if you're listening, Peter, if he's not listening to anything, if he's listening to Dire Straits, that's fine. But if he listens to any other music, he just hears white noise.
What do you mean?
So we'd rather have a pill than listen to music.
He'd rather have a pill of Dire Straits.
Why? What is in? He can only listen. He can only listen to Dire Straits.
That way, it
doesn't relate at all.
He doesn't get pleasure from music. We've always joked about that for years because he only listens to Dire Straits.
Oh.
And we say like anything else, you just hear white noise, and he's like, yeah, kind of.
Oh, I see. I'm a bit like that. Like my Spotify.
There you go.
I don't know why I pay for Spotify because it's the same.
You pay for it for the Joe Rogan podcast.
I do.
For your tips on eating carnivore.
So just to clear up the rumour once and for all,
I thought you were talking about my outfit.
I couldn't find a picture. The picture I put online from when you did the podcast was just me and Sunil. We said Heidi's on it, but you weren't even in the picture, which is good because now nobody will know that you're wearing the same outfit. So, well, apart from this podcast. But it's true that you, it's not true that you don't get pleasure from food.
This podcast has become an exciting expose podcast. Heidi, answer once and for all. Eat food?
No, please do. Just clear it up for us because I don't think
I eat food.
I saw you once.
For pleasure. Why is Elliot writing down that I eat food for pleasure?
He's taking notes.
It's really upset.
Yeah.
I eat food for pleasure.
Can you?
But if I had to cook for 3 hours every night, I would instead eat a pill.
But this is the question I asked you the other day, which you never actually answered,
which
was...
I have to go.
Which was, what if you had to, because you like chocolate, what if you had to, you had the option of never eating chocolate or you had to cook chocolate and it took an hour?
I did answer because then you were impressed with my answer and shouted at Sunil because I said... I already bake for pleasure.
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, yeah, she bakes for pleasure.
I don't think she does bake for pleasure.
She took cookies like 2 weeks ago.
No, that's not true.
Then you do cook for pleasure.
No,
I think you're the one that's actually been spreading the lie.
I want to be mysterious.
You can't possibly bake for pleasure because you never spread your cookies about.
Well, because she loves eating so much, she's eaten them all.
That is another rumour that
eat
I
all your
spread
own cookies?
My cookies about. I don't share my cookies often.
Well, you just eat them all at home.
Well, I mean, I don't.
You're so angry. Don't share your cookies with him.
I don't bake enough for it to be. And I gave these cookies. I gave half to the neighbours downstairs. If
I
you
was
still
living
lived around
the corner from you for years, and you never came around with cookies.
I baked these Oreos.
I gave her a PlayStation.
He did a broken PlayStation that I then I told a friend it's not working, so they brought me a better PlayStation. So I now have.
Well,
two
I'll have my broken PlayStation back, please.
I only play PlayStation for fuel.
Hang on, I gave you a controller as well. That works.
Oh, that's true.
I'll appreciate that
you gave. Oh, you please take them back. They're taking up room and it's broken.
Good to have you on board in the podcast, though. Good to see you again.
It's really nice to be here.
What have you been up to?
My very exciting. My girlfriend, who's never watched Marvel, has finally a week ago said she was up for watching a Marvel, and we've now, we're four in, and we're going through the whole Marvel Cinema Universe.
How many
is
that?
It's really nice to share something, finally.
How many films is that?
22, I think.
Oh, my God.
We just got to Avengers Assemble. Are you a fan, Harriet?
No. Oh. No, it's not for me.
I don't think it's for me either. I think that's the one thing we agree on.
Yeah, the one thing that we have in common.
That we don't like Marvel, really. Wait. I mean, I don't mind it. I'll watch it, but it certainly doesn't excite me.
Wait,
if anything,
Wonder
when I...
Woman Marvel.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Whenever I watch a Marvel film, all I see is just white noise. Yeah, I just don't get it at all.
You'd rather take a pill.
I'd rather take a pill.
To Marvel.
I'd rather bang a pill down.
That's probably how one of them got their superhero powers.
Banging a pill?
Taking a pill to avoid watching Marvel.
That's very sweet that you have that in common. Me and Bobby, there's a very, what's that, when they have a, oh, there's like a diagram and then comics talk about it and then there's one line that's in the middle and then it crosses.
A Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram.
Comics talk about it.
Comics talk about it.
I feel like I'm playing with
there's no line, it's two circles.
Guess the thing
I put myself
about.
In
it's
Harry's
two circles, brain. There's no line.
What's the word game where you have to describe the word and then it's like a game where you play and then there's...
That's not a Venn diagram.
You have to describe... No, I'm now saying what it's like, what I'm doing. There's
is
a game and you describe
not
a word.
Scattergrees.
Scattergrees, no.
I don't want anything to do with
anyway,
this.
Anyway, so there's a game. That's kind of... It feels like what I'm doing. Anyway, there's a very thin line between...
There's no line
circle.
In a Venn diagram.
Yeah, it's
the
circle.
Line in the middle.
There's no
there's
line in a Venn diagram. Because it's a two overlapping
well,
circles.
How I do them, it's lines.
Well, there should be. Then it's not a Venn diagram. It's just two lines.
Yeah, well, there's a very thin line about the movies that we connect.
Oh, right,
on,
okay.
Because he said he watched something else. I told him that I read this really good review for this film, Stowaway, and then I wanted to watch it, but he said he watched it because he knew I wouldn't like it because it's actually set in space.
What's Stowaway?
It's meant to be really good. Well, twist, there's a Stowaway.
Oh.
There's
I'm looking it up.
I can't think of any words. A plane that goes in the sky, but further.
Fuck
a rocket?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Plane blank. A brain blank. Right, so it goes
up
and then there's a stowaway on it. And then they have to find the stowaway and hijinks ensue. No, actually, I think it's quite serious.
Can I ask?
Right.
When you said on our Venn diagram, it's a very thin line of movies that we're like. So
yes.
In your head, does the line get? Is it just a fat line if you have a lot in common and then a?
Yes, little... yeah, exactly. Is that not it?
No, it's two circles.
Yes, okay, but look how they overlap, and then you have. If it's very similar, then you have their very small line.
There's
and
no line.
Because, okay, it's a circly line, but that's not a circle.
Don't touch the screen.
Sorry,
you don't need to put your finger on the screen.
The bit in the middle where it says pepper tomato, that is not a line. That is a long circle.
What Venn diagram did Sunil?
The one, a circle of red fruit, a circle of orange fruit, and in the middle is a pepper tomato.
Which would be stowaway.
Venn diagram of musical
taste.
You're
touching it again.
There we go.
You just keep touching the screen. What are you doing?
You're making me cross.
I'm making you cross.
I don't know who. Oh, no, I don't know who any of that is. Someone's made it back.
Well, it's good. It's someone's good music, music that they like, and interesting music.
Yeah, and the only one in the middle is Ludacris.
Ludacra.
Oh, I don't know what that is. And opera music.
Early Aerosmith. Anyway.
Anyway, Venn diagrams are hard, but I know what I'm saying. What? So why are they all I don't think I knew what a Venn diagram was.
No, well, we know that. We knew that earlier. No. Yeah, a long time
but
ago.
I thought that if they were very close, I think I'm right. I know that's what the internet says and what you're both saying, but I think that I'm right. Is that if there's two circles, but they're basically like on top of each other, then that is a good Venn. That means that two people have the same taste. Whereas if they're really far apart and there's just a thin, long circle line, then they're very different. It actually makes more sense if they do it like that.
It's best not to interrupt her when she's...
Sorry, I finished now.
Yeah,
finished,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, well, good
somebody's
for you.
Made a mistake.
Somebody's made a mistake and Venn diagrams don't exist.
They do exist, but they're just wrong.
They're wrong. Mm, they're just absolutely wrong.
Right. What is it I'm talking about then?
I don't know.
Is it a Venn diagram? Or there is something else maybe where they're
I can't wait. I would love you to be a billionaire with lots of PAs.
Right, Harriet,
and
draw,
you're like,
you
find me this thing in my head.
Yes, I'll draw it. I will draw exactly what I mean.
Behind you, there's a whiteboard.
Okay, right. So, this is, if you're on Patreon, you'll be able to see your how, and then you'll be able to, everyone would agree with me. Okay.
I think
so,
that's a permanent.
This is, imagine I'm Stuart Lee. I'm doing a, there's a circle. So, this is foods I like. No, wait.
Why
this
are
is,
you Stuart Lee?
Because this is what he does in his comedy. So this is me, my emotions.
He doesn't do that at all. He doesn't.
And then this is my dog, my dog's emotions.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
We're very similar. We only have a tiny bit on each side that's different.
Yeah.
Whereas this is my emotions, and then this is Sunil's emotions.
No, you're no.
And
a
there's
Venn
nothing
diagram.
In between. There's actually a space in
no,
between.
No, Venn
the two
diagram.
Separate circles.
That's saying that we both have different emotions.
Yes.
You're trying to say that I don't have the same emotions as you.
No.
So they're I have different emotions, but I still have them.
Yes. Oh, no, you don't have
right,
any emotions.
Right, so it's not a Venn diagram.
No, but is what I just did a thing?
Yeah, but where's the line that you're talking
there's
about?
There's no line, because there's
is
nothing
what
in
I
common.
Did a thing.
They're just
no,
two
no,
circles.
But when you say Venn diagrams have a line down the middle, where's the line?
Yeah, so then when they do like...
another one, let's draw another one.
I love pizza, and then the other... This is pizza.
I love that she's feeling the need to come up with the exam.
And then look, that's a thin, long line. What, you can't say have... that's a circle. That's not a circle.
No, but
you're
that's
in
the
a
middle.
Circle in the middle. How is that a circle?
But the middle
it's
now means...
It's a circly line, maybe, but it's not a line.
Please,
it's
Harriet,
not,
yes. The middle now means you eat pizza and pasta. That's saying you
things
only eat pizza.
Things they have in common, red.
Absolutely farcical for
red,
audio listeners,
red,
but she's just drawing a series of circles.
That's what they have in common.
Screaming.
And Italian. And audio. Italian.
Harriet, that's not how it works.
And then bread.
Bread doesn't go in the pizza.
Harriet,
bread doesn't go inside
Harriet,
the pizza. Harriet,
can you do one more Venn diagram?
Yeah.
Audio listeners to the podcast and Patreon ones watching it on video.
Okay.
And what bit of this will cross over for them both to enjoy?
The bit we enjoy.
Okay. Audio... not making sense. I've
I mean, this
that
isn't
in the middle.
Like this isn't even GCSE level.
And
it?
Then
like...
this is they're not touching, but this is video people actually
that's,
learn a lot
know
from
what,
this.
Okay,
that's
she doesn't know what a Venn diagram is.
Actually, learn a lot.
Doesn't know what a Venn diagram is.
Why doesn't mine?
All right. Well, we'll pop
it's
a photo up, maybe.
Universe.
We'll pop
there'll
a photo up on our Instagram. There
some
won't be
a
no professor needs to get in touch to explain
please,
that simple
if you're
concept.
A professor, please get in touch to explain how I'm right.
If only if you're a professor.
But that's true, though.
Harriet, it's not.
So
you're wrong.
I know we've got to... I'm not wrong.
You're clearly wrong. You don't know what you've done here.
I do. But my emotions have a lot to do with my dog's emotions. Pasta and pizza have nothing in common apart from red and Italian.
I
and
think you mean...
Anyway, what
I feel
do you
like
think?
You're getting upset about
I
a different
feel like
part.
I'm being ganged up on.
No, you're not being ganged up on. You're just wrong.
It was just you were so cocky about the Venn diagram.
This is the thing. I'm always so confident.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'd vote for you.
Take a breath.
I'm not okay. No. Anyway, Heidi, what have you been up to?
What have you been up to, Heidi? I actually. All right, go on. You go.
No,
you go first because
no,
I had a thing to say about Heidi.
Go on then.
I just saw her TikTok channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that it... I knew she'd done a couple of things on it, but I hadn't seen them because I don't have TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But she's doing very well.
Woo! Heidi.
I mean, not in TikTok land, but
oh,
compared to Twitter, it looks
oh.
amazing when you compare your Twitter numbers. It's
yeah.
all relative. But, yeah. Yeah, I've been making lots of videos.
Yeah.
Just getting down with the youth on TikTok. Figuring out what they like, what they don't like.
A lot of old people
doing
do
what
well
they
on
don't
TikTok.
Like. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, if you have a like a grandma in
oh,
a TikTok.
God, they go wild
people
for grandmas.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there must be something wrong with the algorithms on mine because every video I have on TikTok, there's like a certain song in the background and it goes like things like, can't explain myself today. Like things went so well. My mum met a really nice guy. They fell in love, and
that
then
song.
Like it's happy music. And then it suddenly turns, and they stare forward, and they go. But then he stole all her money and ran away with our cat. And then it like, and then they like cry. And that's every TikTok I have on my
I've not heard that
TikTok.
Song. I've not heard that song, though.
I think that you must have engaged really heavily with those types of things, and the algorithm went, she is a twisted bitch.
Does it actually, does the algorithm work like that?
Can
it just
I
sends
say
you
bitch on this?
You can call Harriet a bitch, okay. For sure. Yeah.
What was your question?
Does the algorithm actually feed you just stuff you already, kind of the stuff you like, or does it send you new stuff?
Yeah, it sends you all new
Explain
stuff.
Explain social media to me.
Yeah, it sends you all type of stuff, but it does... well, let me use an example already mentioned.
Please.
My father, Brian Regan, he'll be watching.
Shout out, Brian Regan.
Shout out, Brian Regan. He obviously has joined TikTok just to see my videos and support me. And so he said when he signed up, he was getting all these car videos. And I think... I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe lots of sexy ladies dancing. And then as soon as he followed only me, it took away the sexy ladies, which I take as a very passive aggressive. It was like, oh, okay, they're not for you then. And I think now he gets more comedy stuff,
oh, right.
But still car videos.
So is there a lot of sexy ladies dancing on there, is there?
That I think that's was the main thing.
I thought
at
it was.
First.
I thought it was quite a clean platform.
When you went on TikTok,
I don't have TikTok. I was just wondering, like,
you
thought
were
it was...
lurking there yesterday. You said you saw Heidi on it.
No, I saw Mickey earlier, and she showed me her account. Because both Mickey Overman, another comic, and Heidi, also a comic, they both have sort of quite. They do a lot of videos on TikTok, but I've never actually downloaded the app.
It's quite the. I first saw it when my flatmate. At the time, Rahul, at night, he used to put it on the TV for me, him and Kat as a, like, it was our brain swipe for the end of the day because it was very, it's very entertaining if you get, if the algorithm treats you well and you get lots of very clever little funny videos. And it was a lot nicer than Twitter or Instagram because there was no politics and it was all just very clever.
Is there no politics, though?
I think there is, but the algorithm hasn't given me any.
So if you just look at, like, sexy ladies, you just get sexy
yeah,
ladies.
I just get sexy ladies.
I just get traumatized teens.
That's what you like, though.
No, I don't.
It's
don't
a reflection
like
of
it.
What you are.
The algorithm knows
it's
you better.
You are
than
a traumatized
yourself.
Teen. Look at what you've done there. That is the ramblings of a traumatized teen.
I also got a lot of, young pregnant girls who are like 15 and had to drop out of school and then they're telling their
stories.
But
this is exactly the kind of stuff you watch on TV, like reality shows.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, I watch older women on TV on reality.
Older housewives.
Yes, older housewives. That's what I'm into. So it doesn't know me at all, TikTok.
Are you keeping up with Married at First Sight? Like Tennille got me onto.
No, we did get into it, but then I thought it can't get more intense than this and I think I stopped before it got better.
Yeah.
But it took over my life, and so I think really now the world's opened up.
I'm so glad I watched it in lockdown.
I liked having something to talk to Sunil about every day, but I think you started to get tired of my constant.
Well, no, because I had already finished by the time you were halfway through, and I was like,
we were
I couldn't,
in there.
Yeah, and you
it's
were like, I don't like this
to
character.
With him about it to have really a way nice. Of.
It's good to have something to connect with me about. Yeah,
and it means you can kind of you're talking about other people, which is petty, but. They're reality TV people. And,
it's the first
time. They paid to be there.
Yeah.
I watch maybe one reality show a year, and that was my one this year. But all the Australian ones are fantastic.
I've heard Love Island Australia is fantastic.
I'm not watching
my two friends, Pat and Nikki, who Pat is not a reality TV type. He said that they're all very funny on it, and they got so obsessed with it that when they were in Melbourne, they were checking them on Instagram because they were at a similar location or something, and he was starstruck about. And he is not the kind of person you would think starstruck about this.
Here's a question for you both.
Yeah.
Which reality show would you go on?
Oh my god!
I'm most likely to win Too Hot to Handle.
For sure.
Because you wouldn't kiss anybody.
What's too hang on? What?
Very frigid.
I got no sexual urges. I eat for fuel.
So when you see sexy ladies, you just see white noise.
Yeah.
No. What's the basic idea behind Too Hot to Handle again?
They're all really hot people who never go a day without having sex, and then they're all put together and they're all going, wow, look at all these hotties, and then they announce you're not allowed to even kiss, and they are all like, I've never gone this long without sex, and I was watching it going, this is not relatable.
So you've gone that
No, I don't think I would. They were pretty...
But you'd win because you wouldn't be...
I would win as... by lack of attention. No, but I think they were meant to fall in love.
I see, to connect without. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So what would you do then?
I kept saying when we watched Love Island, I kept laughing to myself how funny it would be if I showed up on that. And they're all 20 years old going, like, just hanging out by the pool and doing getting 3 drunk. Hours of makeup and that. And then if I show up, I'm like, I'm going to sit in the shade. I could be your mum.
That's what I don't understand. I feel like Love Island, why aren't they just doing it for over 70s this year? Surely that's the way to do it. They've over all been 70. Vaccinated.
Oh, yeah,
they'll
have course. A lovely time. That's fine.
They've all been cooped up. It would be
that
great.
I'd be interested to see what. It would be nice to see it. You
don't see people who have fully formed personalities, really, do you?
You don't. There was one show that you did that Helen Bauer, friend of the show. She, when we watched something, she got excited and was telling us different reality shows to watch in lockdown. And one was You're the One. And she said, watch this season specifically where they're all queer. So it's every hole's a girl.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
And they were basically, they were all interesting people. And also they just gave them so much alcohol that every night they were wasted. Whereas Love Island, they have a 2-drink limit.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't like that,
to
would
be
you?
Responsible. No, I wouldn't. I need 3, at least.
Would you do Love Island? Well, no, obviously not Love Island. What would you do?
I would do Below Deck. I would be one of the guests, and I would have
No, you can't be in a reality show as one of the guests.
A very long list of foods that I wouldn't be able to eat. The chef would get annoyed, but he would cater to me, and I'd just have a lovely time.
Below Deck, if you haven't seen it, is about the crew of a super yacht. Yeah. Is it a super yacht? It's like a yacht.
It's not a super yacht.
It's not that big.
Not compared to...
And the people that ride it, you see a bit of that. The people that pay like a bit of money, they're usually like idiots.
Yeah. And do they get a free... Because some... We're like, why are they paying all this money for the... And, but do
people
they
love
get
it.
A,
they must
a
get
free.
They
pay like...
Yeah,
to be on the show.
And then they just pay the tip.
But they get like
off.
6 figures a week to be on this boat or something, don't they?
Yeah.
Because you've got all this crew to pay. But you don't know. You've got to be like,
yes. What?
Not. You can't just be there for a week. You have to be there for the whole thing.
Well, I'll be a guest for the whole.
You
thing.
You can't just be a guest.
I'll be a guest for the whole thing on the yacht. It'll be lovely. Mediterranean cruise, weighted on hand and foot.
This isn't. That's not a reality TV show. There's no drama for you. She's on holiday.
She's actually found a loophole in my question.
Yeah.
Because they are part of the show.
Or if not, Real Housewives of New York. Because that's my favourite, because that's the series where...
No, but I mean, legitimately, you couldn't be on there.
Why?
Because you're not a housewife of New York.
Well, why are you asking me the question?
Well, what one would you do that you could get on? Bargain Hunt? Following Bobby's footsteps and go on there?
I don't know if I'd be good at that.
Did you see there's a new one where you have to pretend you live in the house?
Yeah.
And you have to, it's called like, This Is My House or something.
Yeah.
And you have to.
You could do that.
I think you'd be good at that.
You'd be good at that.
Yeah, this is my house.
It'd be like this thing with the Venn diagram. Yeah, you wouldn't let it go.
Yes.
Super cocky. Of course it's my house.
Yeah.
Contrary to every bit of evidence.
And then I'd say, excuse me, could you take your shoes off, please, in my house? And then they'd be like, well, if she's that house proud, it must be her house.
Wow. Okay, you can do this.
Yeah.
This is my house.
Sunil, which one would you go on?
I wouldn't do any of them.
Oh, what
if
I?
The price is right.
Well, you have to
do that glass blowing one.
Have you made up your dream?
No, there's one on Netflix where they're like the world's top glass blowers make glass.
But how are you on it? You're not.
Should we go in? Smashing glass everywhere.
Are you another guest?
Breaking all the glass.
No, I'd probably go on that. Yeah, I'd probably go on that.
Well, but you could go on like Bake Off.
Yeah.
What about?
I should go on Bake Off because I bake.
Bake Off too.
The cookies, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, you wouldn't be emotionally invested because you can't taste any of it.
Yeah.
What I'd go on maybe is the ones where they like always get someone to learn how to do stand up.
So you'll finally learn.
Yeah. Get someone to teach me finally.
You could be. What is it in like? Is there a word for it where you're like a fake? Like you're ringing or something, no one knows that you're actually...
Oh, like undercover boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like in Big Brother when they got, was it Chanel or Chantel? And then they pretended she was famous in a band and then she wasn't. And so she had to pretend she was a celebrity, but then they found out she wasn't a celebrity. So you would be a stand-up, but then no one would know you'd be a stand-up. And then they'd find out and they'd be like, he wasn't that funny. be really kind of humiliating. No, you'd be
stand-ups
really funny,
aren't actually that funny, actually, so.
What was that?
Stand-ups aren't really that funny when normal people meet them, are they?
Normal people are
funnier,
maybe.
Normal people are actually
funnier. Maybe I'd do America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, but you're not in America.
Okay.
No, got away with that. Got away with that. All right. All right. Yeah. What other reality shows are there? I mean, there's so many.
Me and Bobby got asked to do one that takes place on a coach.
Coach trip.
I can't say. So we got approached about it, and the thing is, I get really coach sick, so I couldn't see a way that it wouldn't.
If I was on a coach trip with you, I'd vote you off as soon as I could.
I couldn't see a way that it would go well. Really.
I do coach trip actually. I definitely do coach trip.
Do they just go around? What do they do on it?
They go around Europe.
Yeah,
and do they do challenges or something?
They don't really challenges, is it? They kind of just see the sights or do a, like, they do an activity there. There's no, like, competition. And then, like, you get voted off if everyone else doesn't like you.
They stand in a circle and they vote you off.
But it's awkward because it's like, well, I'll vote them off because I haven't really spoken to them, so they can go.
Oh.
It's really brutal.
No, but sometimes they go in more, like, personal. I don't think I could. Maybe I could do it if I got some travel sickness pills, but it's hard to find.
I think you'd be too bored. You'd be too bored on the coach.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You and Bobby did one, didn't you? What was it called?
We did Pants on Fire, but that wasn't a reality. Oh, well, our show.
No, Pants on Fire.
But that wasn't a reality show. That was, we had to do challenges, but it was more like pre-prepared, like, things. So it wasn't like we were being followed places and like having to be ourselves. Because that's what happens. I think you have like days on end where you're in front of a camera and you forget you're in front of a camera.
Do you forget?
No, because it's in short bits.
I just said you forget.
No, but I think those people, if you're on a reality show, you forget. Oh. And then maybe you like say something wrong or like you react in a way. And me and Bobby would just like, and it wouldn't be funny. And then it would be like, our careers would be over.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think I want. I don't want to be filmed 24 hours.
No,
a day.
That's the thing. I don't think I could do that. Or when they sleep, they film you when you sleep.
No, do they?
Yeah, in Summer House and Love Island.
In Love Island, when you think about the fact, like
you say, Love Island.
Love Island.
Oh, people always say I enunciate the end of sentences. My friends are obsessed with how I said bread roll, and they were like, they said it's bread roll.
Yeah, is it an Australian thing? Or is it
no,
just
in
you
Australia
thing?
They said it to me.
It's just a you thing. No, I like it.
Love Island.
I don't want to take it away from you, though, because I like that you do it. I shouldn't have pointed out.
Well, you've really got into a head about it, that's for sure.
In Love Island. But they filmed them 24/7. And for the first, like, 15 episodes, you're like, no one here is funny. And then you start to go, she's a character. But then you're like, is she, or am I just Stockholm syndrome? She did a vague smile and now. But they don't have many jokes considering they filmed them 24/7.
Yeah, that's true. They make an hour episode out of 24 hours. But I guess you sleep for some of it. But yeah, it'd be too stressful.
Just being on camera all that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd cope with it, all right. Probably.
You wouldn't do anything.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why
fine.
You
just ignore it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. If I was being filmed now, I'd be like, fine, do what you want. Nothing to see here. Move
like
on.
A wildlife show. You would be like,
yeah,
where
they have to stake me out for 5 days,
like,
and they're like, is he going to do anything?
Then they'll have to poke you. Yeah, in the camera as well.
There'd be like big excitement because you got up off the beach, land on the beach, and they'd be like, oh my god! They're like, oh, he's just going to the.
And then they have to clip up. Well, I'll get my head stuck in a plastic bag. And then they just watch me die.
I mean, that would be...
Yeah,
no, but they
can't
do that. They can't step in.
This fucking idiot.
I remember them stepping in on a Big Brother episode where someone was washing the dishes and they suddenly did a voiceover saying, just so you know, that dishcloth was used on the toilet an hour ago. And they were... And I think about that every time I wash the dishes.
They
I think
stepped
it'd be
in
so
there.
Helpful to have someone watching.
Wow. They step in on the humans. It's with the animals they don't step
no,
in.
No, but I didn't know anyone stepped in Big Brother. I didn't know they could speak to them like that in the middle of a normal day.
I think just because they were like, that's really gross. We can't watch this.
Yeah, because it's unethical then, I guess, if they're...
Yeah, it's like letting a murder happen.
Yeah, we're encouraging this
behavior. I would watch either of you do that and say no.
I think
how would that have happened? How would you get the how would you get the cloth from the toilet?
I think you would plant the dishcloth. I plan it,
yeah. How do you use the same cloth for cleaning the toilet as you do for the plates?
Well, if there's that many people in the house and they're not communicating...
Who's bringing the cloth to the sink?
They brought it in, assuming someone would then put it in the bin for them. Wow. Yeah, that's right. It's all about communication, isn't it?
It's all about communication.
It's essentially all about communication.
Isn't that, kind of shows.
And that is the moral of this week's episode.
That's what happens when it gets out of control.
Do you still talk about crying in many of your shows? I've listened to two and you haven't cried in...
She basically cried for half this episode.
Yeah, I was emotional for a lot of this episode. I haven't actually been
I'm not criticizing, I'm just wondering.
Well, we've had some criticism and it's valid.
Yeah.
Can you start crying again?
Well, I did have
Well, dizziness took over.
I was just dizzy
and
so then it was like I couldn't just say every episode I cried because I was dizzy.
Why is Harriet grumpy?
Because she was dizzy. Because of the
why is Harriet dizzy?
Right, how about
it was more
okay.
Weak stuff to be crying.
Yeah. If any of our listeners want to suggest new names for the podcast, please do get in touch.
No, I'll be crying again soon.
No. Well, let's not. I think why is Harriet crying? Puts a lot of pressure on you to cry, which is unhealthy.
No, I don't feel that pressure at all.
I feel that pressure for you.
Is that why you're mean to me a lot?
No, I'm not mean to you.
Okay. Do you want to hear a sad story?
No.
Why?
Because your sad stories are awful. I told you a sad story the other day that was better than any sad story you've told me. All right, Heidi, do you want to hear my sad story?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you, Heidi. Okay, widowed penguins hug.
No, that's my story. That's the story I sent her.
In an award-winning photo.
Well, go on, tell her.
I never heard it from you.
I told you when I was at your house the other day with Red. I sent you the link.
Is that when I made you a carbonara?
No. It's when Bobby made me a burger.
But was the carbonara nice?
Oh, it was delightful, yeah. You did a great job.
Thank you. Sorry, I just wanted you to say it.
I did say it on the night, repeatedly.
Yeah, but, okay, do you want to read it?
No. You read it to Heidi, see if she cries.
Heidi, this is actually really sad. Okay. 1 second.
Just 1 second while she reloads the page.
Okay, so... Mum gets a tattoo of son's drawing, then discovers it wasn't his. What is more wholesome?
That's not sad, that's funny.
She decided to take her appreciation of her son's creativity to another level by getting a tattoo of one of his drawings. Little did she know, she actually was immortalising the work of one of his classmates. That's it. It's quite a short story.
Sorry, that feels, is it? That's your sad story?
That feels again like a communication issue. Did she never say, is this your drawing?
Okay, I'll do my sad story now.
You can do your sad story and then I've got one more actually.
Heidi.
Is it about penguins?
No. Heidi, the year 2020 has produced many poignant and powerful photographs.
That's so true.
But a shot of two widowed penguins appearing to comfort one another in Australia... has been picked out as one of the winners in Oceanographic magazine's Ocean Photography Awards. The photo was taken by Tobias Baumgartner in Melbourne.
Oh,
that's not where you're from, but it's, yeah. It's two penguins.
Can I see the picture?
No, not yet. So the two penguins who'd recently lost their partners and often appear to be comforting each other.
How do they know they were comforting, not fighting?
Because one of them was hugging the other one. And they're two widowed penguins. One was an elderly lady.
Was the flipper a little too low, do you think?
Yeah. That's actually very high.
A bit too
on the photo,
much.
It's actually very high.
It's a very sweet photo, I have to say.
I mean, I guess we'll have to put the post up on there. Oh, these biscuits.
That is sad.
Well worth watching, guys, if you want a reading. If you look up the headline, Widowed Penguins Hug, in award-winning photo on the BBC website.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
It is very sweet. Yeah, they go and look at the lights.
Yeah, it's one elderly lady who lost her partner, and then the younger male who'd also lost his partner.
Because what did you say? They mate for life, and so they lost their partner, so they can't fall in love again.
Aww.
I didn't say anything quite like that. I said they mate for life, and if their partners die, they got nothing to do.
Remember there were gay penguins that got married at the zoo?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I'd watch that reality show. Yeah.
When they start fighting because the producers are trying to get some conflict.
Okay, I've got a sad story. Woman hospitalised as quickie sex leads to never-ending orgasm.
That is actually very... People who have constant orgasms, yeah. That is really upsetting for
no,
them.
No, it is actually very upsetting.
Yeah, it's actually disrespectful what you've done.
Yeah.
She tried a number of different remedies to make the orgasm stop, from red wine to antihistamines. I don't know the science behind that.
Have they fixed her?
Nothing worked. She decided to see a doctor. Until you actually experience it, you realise how bad it is. She had to call in and tell her boss. She wasn't feeling very well. But then I guess her face is now in the paper, so I guess he knows what happened.
Also, when she spoke on the phone, was she...
She was aroused. Yes, yeah, so that might have given it away. And then there's a picture of the man who gave her the never ending. But I guess it's nothing to do with him, really.
Yeah, like did he just trigger something?
She says she can have as many as 12 a day. She can get them watching TV, walking down the street.
I thought we were talking like one a minute. 12 a day is manageable. Almost preferable.
She's got them under control, and you can find out more on Sex Sent Me to the ER on TLC at 11 p.m. on Thursday nights.
Do you think when she called in sick to work, she was on just 12 a day?
Well, that was when she had the 3.5 hour one, I think. So I think that was
3.5 hours.
Yes,
straight.
It was a very long. Okay, what's your story?
An IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club while he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for 3 years, which
that's
is quite
really
sad, isn't it?
That's really sad.
It's quite sad, though.
What did he do? He threatened...
He went to Costa Rica with the school children, got hammered with them, took them to a strip club, and threatened to kick the head in of one pupil and kill the other, telling one pupil, "I'm not in trouble, you'll be in trouble." After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, "You're all right."
That guy sounds like a cool teacher.
Exposed himself to a woman in a shared hotel room.
But no. Although this is agreed, this was not malicious or sexually motivated.
He just sounds like one of the many lads we're all friends with our whole lives. Yeah. You can't say anything to the students now.
That one's not funny.
God.
Just an article about shopping.
But in 3 years, he can go back to teaching, so...
Oh, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
And if any of his students Google him, they'll know he exposed
himself. Yeah, yeah. Maybe in 3 years it'll
that's
be
not
the
going
same
away,
students.
That. It's like the... Yeah.
It's like the...
No, I've mentioned it before on the podcast. It was the...
The right to forget?
No, it was the back in the day, you could just like, oh, in the news, you'd be like, oh, that's just tomorrow's chip paper, isn't
it?
But now, no.
Now, no.
In order to find old stories, you have to go to the library and get microfish. Microfish.
Tiny little fish.
That you put under a microscope.
What's the story, little fish?
I have the best memory of all the fish.
Harriet, on the whiteboard, could you explain to us how you make microfish?
Yep.
F-I-C-H-E, it's not
you
actual
get
fish.
A regular fish.
Nah, okay, let's
then
stop
you
there.
You keep it in a really tiny little bowl and they only grow as big as the bowl. And so then you get microfish.
That's how they.
It's actually very cruel.
It's actually very cruel.
Yeah, foie gras.
Foie gras, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Heidi, can you tell everyone about your Radio 4 show?
Oh, I'm going to be on Radio 4.
Woo!
I don't know when it'll be out. It's recording in
but
June.
Can people get tickets
but
to it?
You can get to if you look at my Twitter, Heidi_Regan, and I have lots of videos on there that Sunil has now seen on TikTok.
And TikTok. I joined TikTok, but I only put a video of me dancing and I think I've got 7
Are you on
followers.
TikTok?
Are you on TikTok dancing?
Yeah, I've got 7
You've got to. You've got to claim digital real estate before someone else does.
Oh, very smart. And you've got to do a dance when you do it.
Actually,
it was
I haven't done it.
A pre-recorded dance. It wasn't a TikTok dance, but it's just I might
so
take it down. I only have 7 followers. It's really embarrassing.
No, that's how it starts. It was like
that.
That
is actually really embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
Can I see the dance after we finish recording?
Yeah.
No, she's got to do it now. People have paid money for this.
I think it was I was in a bar and it was something like...
Oh, this is your dance.
Yeah.
This one.
Since everyone knows I'm in a knows the dance. It's just arms
how do
up
you
and down.
How do you just before as a last question? Yeah.
How do you dance like that? I don't know.
No. How do you keep doing that without getting bored of dancing?
That's exactly how you dance as well.
No, I don't.
That is exactly how you dance.
I don't dance.
Yes, you do. I literally have a video.
I dance like this when I'm with you because I'm taking a piss.
What is that true?
It's a really easy dance.
It's like when I said about my friend when she used to come up to me and say in clubs and go, "I'm dancing like Harriet," yeah. And then she'd say, "I feel so free. I feel so free."
I was. I'm such a bad dancer. And when I was like 19 or 18, we'd go out dancing, and I was very nervous about. But then I'd start to enjoy myself. And my friend, who was a very good dancer, never meaning it meanly, but she'd look at whatever move I was doing, she'd go, "Good one," and then start doing it like it was a joke, and I was like, ah.
Could you just give us an example?
No, fair enough. But my friend said that me and my brother used our arms, and everyone who could dance used their shoulders. So arm dancer.
I thought everyone who could dance used their hips.
Probably. I've never moved my hips. I just use my arms.
I have a move, actually, where I isolate my upper body, and then I just go from side to side like that, and sometimes I go forward and back. There's no music playing, so it looks like it's out of rhythm, but if there was music, it would be very in rhythm.
I don't think it would.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening, everybody. We're on Patreon, where the show is weekly, so come join us there on patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying.
Watch the videos, join the chat. think up a new name for our podcast. If Harriet stops crying, we need a backup name.
Also
follow Heidi on TikTok.
Goodbye.
And
Twitter
and Instagram.
I hate it ended with me going Twitter.